Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Welcome back to Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. Let's get right into Reading the Word. We're studying Psalm 119, and we're doing it in 8-verse increments. We're doing that because that's how it's laid out in the original language. It was written in Hebrew, and it's laid out as what we call an acrostic, where every 8 letters begin with a specific letter in ascending order of the Hebrew alphabet. And so when we study it that way, it spells out their alphabet, and every 8 verses begin with that letter of the alphabet, which to me I just find so cool. And as someone who has written articles, sermons, and used to work, I've worked for 3 different newspapers in my time and had stuff appear in other places, you have to be very smart, quick, and have a large vocabulary in order to do that. Now, granted, I realize that the psalmist was inspired of the Holy Spirit when he did these things, but nonetheless, it's still cool. All this foresight that God has had to put these things into practice, make them available for us. What we're doing is we're studying Psalm 119, and we are ready for verse 147, which is in the cough section, K-O-P-H. I'm going to read this, I'm just going to start with verse 147, and we will continue our examination here as we're reading the Word. I hope you have your Bible open. I'm reading from the King James translation. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Prevent now here in this context means proceed. I preceded the dawning of the morning. He says, I was up before the sun came up, and I was out there crying that I hoped in the word of God. The American Standard Version of 1901 renders that anticipated. Psalm 55, verse 17, David says, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Makes me think of Daniel. And Daniel chapter 6, they knew, Daniel's enemies did, where to find Daniel. He prayed in the morning, midday, and evening, and he was faithful in that. Here we see in our psalm that hope is associated with the word of God. Verse 148, mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. He woke up to meditate on the word of God. To me, that's cool. He woke up. I've had nights where I couldn't sleep, and so I get up and I start studying. I start working on a sermon. You know, I used to get on Facebook, and then I would just see all sorts of negative and people complaining and this, that, and the other. And I'm on Facebook. I'm not putting it down like that. But when I can't sleep, I read God's Word, and I devote myself, and then, you know, if I can't sleep for 30 minutes, I can get 30 minutes of studying in, and then I have tired myself out through good study, and I'm ready to go back to sleep. Now, when he talks about watches, he's not talking about a watch on his arm. Under the Old Testament system, there were 3 watches of the night. Days, or during the day, were hours. Night were called watches, and so the first one was from 6 to 10, because their day started at 6 o'clock at night, about sundown. So the first watch was from 6 to 10. The next one was from 10 until 2. And then the third one was 2 until 6. So it had 3 nights, or 3 watches, and 3 hours. Now, under the New Testament, that changed because of a Roman influence to 4 watches. 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. So that kind of shows you a little different there. He was in the middle of the night when he's praying to God. Verse 149, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. He's not talking about God's going to hear my prayers because I am such a good person, because I have merited enough. He says God is going to hear my prayer because he is loving kind, or because of his loving kindness. And then he says, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. This is about, there's about 12 times in this psalm that he talks about being quickened, being made alive by the word of God. Verse 150, they draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from the law. They're not back support. David's enemies were far from God's law. I think about the golden rule, paraphrasing, of course, in Matthew 7 and verse 12, do unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. Jesus reiterates similar words in Luke chapter 6 and verse 31. A lot of people today, though, live by the iron rule. What's the iron rule? It's that might makes right. People who hold to the iron rule, they say that might makes right, but if the might's not with the Word of God, then that does not make it right. It's always God's Word that is correct. Verse 151, Thou art near, O Lord, and all my commandments, they're true. Acts 17, 27, 28, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Notice the psalmist says, all thy commandments are true. All 613 he was living under, friend, all commandments that we're under today, that's the New Testament, they are true as well. Then verse 152, his testimonies. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. What are these testimonies? That's the commandments of verse 151. He says, I have known from old that thy commandments, thy testimonies are true, and I have known it forever. As country singer Randy Travis says, forever and ever, amen. All right, let's keep going as we're reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. If you want to hear this sermon again, or this class, I guess I should say again, or you want to catch some of the others in the series, they're all online. www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's my website, The Justin Reed with two E's, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. Let's read the Word. Let's read the Resh section. That's the 20th section of this psalm, by the way. Verses 153 through 160. The Bible says, Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from my testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Although the Word of God endures forever, I don't. We need to take us a quick break. Hope you'll stick around on the other side of this break. We will continue reading the Word with Psalm 119 and verse 153.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And we are back to reading the Word as promised. Let's begin reading. We just read it. We're going to examine verse 153 of Psalm 119. Here he says, Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Notice, he vowed to not forget. As we're in the Resh section, which looks like our letter R in the English alphabet, he vowed he would not forget the Word of God. Verse 154, Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. As you look at this, I want you to picture yourself as if you're in a courtroom and you're being tried for causes. Maybe things you've done, maybe things you haven't done. That's irrelevant, but think you're in a courtroom being tried. Plead my cause. Think about it legally. God is going to be your advocate. He is the best lawyer that you can afford. Actually, you can't afford him. But God is the best lawyer money can buy. And why does the psalmist want God to plead his case? Go back to verse 153, because he says, Consider my affliction and deliver me. He's called in the ringer, if you will, the one that he knows is going to do what he needs to be done. Verse 155. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. You friends, you know, the wicked, they're always earth-centered. They always have been, and they always will be. Unlike Ezra. Ezra was not. Notice Ezra 7, verse 10. I have this underlined in my copy of the Bible. For Ezra has prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel these statutes and judgments. Ezra, number one, prepared. Ezra sought, or Ezra did, Ezra taught, and Ezra sought what the Lord said to do. Ezra was great. But the wicked are not like Ezra. They're also not like Isaiah. Isaiah 55 and verse 6, Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Friends, today many people, and I hope you've asked this, and I hope you've responded to it according to the Bible, but if you haven't, there are a lot of people who have never been like the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 16, verse 30, brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That's Paul and Silas. I don't know why I put that in my notes. They are not like the Philippian jailer, there we go, in Acts chapter 16, saying, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They're not like the Ethiopian eunuch that say, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized?" Look at verse 157. "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies." Do you know there's power in number? If David is the author, which we may can make the argument he is, I can make just as a compelling argument that he's not, however. If David is the author, he had many enemies. He had Eliab, that was his oldest brother, who didn't want him to go into battle. Saul and his army, which was also his father-in-law. The pagans that he fought with all his life, Absalom and Sheba, Shimei, regardless of the number. However, there was no change in stance for David, and we should mimic that if it was David that wrote this psalm. Regardless, no matter how many people, be like the psalmist, "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do not I not decline from thy testimonies." Verse 158. "I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word." These transgressors, those are, and I quote, "people of enormous evil, of deep malignity." That's how Brother Robert R. Taylor Jr. explained them in his studies in Psalm 119 book. "They're traitors of the truth." Now notice, he's not sinfully angry, he's just angry. Couple this with Romans 1:32, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, only not do not the same, but they have pleasure in them." Verse 159, we see the 11th request to be quickened. "Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness." Those people that are holding of the John Calvin doctrine, the Calvinists, they claim the Bible is a dead letter. Yet they're wrong. If the Bible's dead, then how can it have the power to make people alive? And it does every day by the word of God. And then verse 60, and I 160, and I love verse 160. Of course, I guess you've counted by now. I think I love every verse in this chapter. "Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Now, the American Standard of 1901 renders it this way: "The sum of thy word is truth." I want you to think about something. When the Psalms were written, when this psalm was written, was approximately 3,000 years ago. Now, we're in 2,000 plus years A.D., and 1,000 years before that, so you get about 3,000, and if it, you know, it happened to be, if I'm off 5 or 10 years, I'm not going to be too upset. But yet, this was written 3,000 years ago, and it's still been true every day of those 3,000 years. Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and verse 8, which was 2,700 years ago, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of the Lord shall stand forever." Mind what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24 and verse 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." They are going nowhere. God's word does not leave or change. And finally, 1 Peter 1, 23, 24, 25. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you." And it's the same word that I'm preaching unto you today. "The judgments of God endureth forever." I want to thank you for being on this study with us. Once again, if you'd like to catch this again, its entirety, or any other episodes in the series, www.thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. You spell my last name, Reed, with two E's, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword, and reading is R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Hope you'll join us next time. We're going to continue with the Shin section of Psalm 119. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.